This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. TV apps and credit cards and subscription services. Oh my, Apple promised big things. Apple unveiled big things. Can the Apple Card, as well as subscription offerings for news and video games, shake up digital consumption as we know it? Looking into it after these tech headlines. Nintendo plans to launch two new versions of its Switch gaming console as early as this summer, as the company seeks to sustain sales momentum for their product going into the crucial third year. One version will have enhanced features targeted at avid video gamers, although it won't be as powerful as Sony's PlayStation 4 Pro or Microsoft's Xbox One X. The new models are likely to be unveiled at the E3 Video Game Expo in Los Angeles in June and possibly released a few months later. So that ill-fated Hewlett-Packard deal, it's back in court. In 2011, Hewlett-Packard bought UK software developer Autonomy for $11.1 billion. Just a year later, it said it had been duped into overpaying as it took an $8.8 billion write-down. On Monday, the two sides met in court, pitting the Silicon Valley staple against what was once the British tech industry's biggest names. The U.S. Justice Department is pursuing a criminal case against Autonomy's founder, Michael Lynch, and one of his former lieutenants for $5 billion in damages. U.S. prosecutors allege the two committed fraud and tried to cover it up. The pair could face up to 20 years in prison for 15 counts of conspiracy and wire fraud. Some startup founders are leaving the Silicon Valley bubble and heading east. Entrepreneurs say it's New York where the skilled workers, investors, and proximity to finance and retail industries lie. An influx of venture capital funding has been the biggest boon for New York City's tech scene. New York Metro companies secured a record $13.3 billion in venture capital funding last year. That's up from $4.3 billion in 2013. Coming up, as iPhone momentum stalls, Apple is ramping up its services, what it means for a suite of new media services and a credit card with your name on it. Monday, Apple showed off a brand new credit card in partnership with Goldman Sachs, a video game subscription service, and a new subscription app, all part of a suite of services it has up its sleeve to make up for that whole sputtering iPhone sales thing. Let's look at one offering. How might we pay for all of these exciting new services? How about a credit card? Apple CEO Tim Cook.
We call it Apple Card.
Apple Card marks a major expansion of Apple's foray into financial services, begun with Apple Pay. Customers will be able to sign up for the Apple Card on their iPhones and begin using it for purchases within days. And then there is Apple News Plus. It's a premium version of the existing free Apple News app that will be priced at $9.99 a month. It provides access to articles from various publications, including Vogue, GQ, and Sports Illustrated, as well as newspapers such as The Wall Street Journal and The Los Angeles Times. Apple's VP of Applications, Roger Rosner, has more.
We wanted to create the best magazine reading experience ever for a mobile device. Apple News Plus will bring you over 3,000 magazines across all...
How many?
Sorry, 300 magazines.
Thank you.
Across all sorts of topics.
And perhaps this is more of that Netflix for news idea we've been hearing so much about. Heard on the streets, Dan Gallagher has more.
For one single monthly subscription fee, you're getting access to lots of different publications. There's a lot of magazines in there. It's unlike, you know, deciding that you're going to pay for a subscription to one magazine or the other. Now, this is something that you pay one fee and have a wide base of access to.
But the bell of the Apple ball, perhaps, Apple TV Plus, a service for its first original TV shows. And though the company showed footage from only some new shows, why not have Jennifer Aniston tell you more about it? She spoke of her new show with Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell, The Morning Show, their upcoming drama.
This is so exciting. Reese and I are so proud to be a part of this exciting launch with Apple, officially announcing our new project, The Morning Show.
Need more? I give you Oprah.
We have this unique opportunity to rise to our best selves in how we use and choose to use both our technology and our humanity.
Oprah Winfrey will release two documentaries on Apple TV Plus and a new book club. Apple will also soon offer optional add-on subscriptions. You'll be able to pay for HBO, Showtime, and other services using your Apple account. And while star power was in full force with more cachet from the likes of Steven Spielberg and Big Bird, as usual, there is still plenty we don't know. More from Dan Gallagher.
There was really a lack of detail. We don't know when the service is launching. We don't know what it's going to cost for the things that are going to include the original shows they're funding. You know, there was a lot of wattage behind it, a lot of star power, but there was a lot of unanswered questions as well.
Nonetheless, Apple is gambling that selling services, an area filled with risks and competition, will be the company's next chapter. For all the details, and I do mean all of them, make sure you head to wsj.com/tech. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.